With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. California Governor Gavin Newsom says a state of emergency is now in place for eight counties in Southern California. He says high winds and heavy rain have already impacted several areas in the southern portion of the state. That includes Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Diego. Former foreign policy advisor Dan Senor says there's no doubt that Iran is behind many terrorist operations, including last weekend's drone attack that killed three American soldiers.
Tensions are escalating with Iran via their proxies, but make no mistake about it, their proxies aren't really the problem. The problem is Iran. And Iran has activated proxies to wage terror around the world.
Senor says there's long been a threat that Iran could carry out a terrorist threat in America.
Would Iran, via its proxies, contemplate a terror operation in the United States? There have been intelligence threats over the years that they would. Wouldn't this be a time to do it if they would do it?
He was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, authorities are investigating the death of a 73-year-old skydiver in Arizona. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police say Terry Gardner and three fellow experienced skydivers were making their third jump of the day around noon last Wednesday. The group had planned a formation jump from about 14,000 feet. Police say Gardner deployed his parachute, but it never fully opened to slow his descent. Federal authorities are still investigating the January 14th crash of a hot air balloon in a desert area of Eloy that left a pilot and three passengers dead. Eight skydivers had successfully jumped from the gondola before the balloon began experiencing problems. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Parents in Maine are breathing a sigh of relief, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
State lawmakers have opted to kill a measure that would have given the government the power to take a child from his mom and dad if they refused to allow that child to live as the opposite sex. Specifically, the parents could lose their kid if they wouldn't let him or her undergo a sex change operation. Maine is a blue state, but even Democratic representatives voted against that bill. More than 20 states have banned sex change operations on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Budweiser bringing back the Clydesdales this year in its Super Bowl commercial. It's all part of an effort by Anheuser-Busch to win back customer sentiment following last year's disastrous Bud Light campaign involving a guy acting like a woman. The backlash cost millions in sales and knocked Bud Light out as America's top beer. Super Bowl spots cost $7 million for 30 seconds. This is SRN News. Wall Street continues its climb into record territory with all the benchmarks gaining more than 1% last week.
The S&P starts the week at a fresh high after advancing just over 1% Friday. Last week's rally, fueled by a surprisingly strong January jobs report, as well as encouraging quarterly earnings from tech giants, including Facebook parent Meta and Amazon, which advanced just shy of 8%. The Dow gained 134 points Friday, ending at a record 38,654. The Nasdaq closed up 1.7%. Rich Thomason reporting.
A member of the Biden administration says the U.S. gave Iraq sufficient advance notice about airstrikes against Iran-backed militias. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, National Security Council's John Kirby said there were appropriate notifications and discussions with the Iraqi government prior to Friday's airstrikes in Iraq and Syria. More details at SRNnews.com.